ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टिकी। श्रीमद्भागवतम सिक्स्थ कैंटो चैप्टर 19 टेक्स्ट 6। दिस चैप्टर इज एंटाइटल्ड एज पुंग श्रवण रिचुअलिस्टिक सेरेमनी। टेक्स्ट 6। विष्णु पत्नी महामाये महापुरुष लक्षणे प्रिये था मे महाभागे लोकमातर नमस्तुते। विष्णु पत्नी महामाये महापुरुष लक्षणे प्रिये था मे महाभागे लोकमातर नमस्तुते। विष्णु पत्नी ओ वाइफ ऑफ लॉर्ड विष्णु महामाये ओ एनर्जी ऑफ लॉर्ड विष्णु महापुरुष लक्षणे पोसेसिंग द क्वालिटीज एंड ऑपुलेंसेस ऑफ लॉर्ड विष्णु प्रिये था काइंडली बी प्लीज्ड मे अपॉन मी महाभागे ओ गॉडेस ऑफ फॉर्चून लोकमातः ओ मदर ऑफ द वर्ल्ड नमः ओबेसेंसेस अस्तु मे देयर बी ते अनटू यू। Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. After profusely offering obeisances unto Lord Vishnu, the devotee should offer respectful obeisances unto Mother Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune, and pray as follows. O wife of Lord Vishnu, O internal energy of Lord Vishnu, you are as good as Lord Vishnu himself, for you have all of his qualities and opulences. O goddess of fortune, please be kind to me. O mother of the entire world, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Please repeat after me. After profusely offering obeisances unto Lord Vishnu, the devotee should offer respectful obeisances unto Mother Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune, and pray as follows. O wife of Lord Vishnu, O internal energy of Lord Vishnu, you are as good as Lord Vishnu himself, for you have all of his qualities and opulences. O goddess of fortune, please be kind to me. O mother of the entire world, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. purport by Srila Prabhupada, the Lord has multifarious potencies. Parashya Shaktir Vividhaiva Shuyate. Since Mother Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune, is the Lord's very precious potency, she is addressed here as Mahamaya. The word Maya means Shakti. Lord Vishnu, the Supreme, cannot exhibit his power everywhere without his principal energy. It is said, Shakti, Shaktiman, Abheda. The power and the powerful are identical. Therefore, Mother Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune, is the constant companion of Lord Vishnu. They remain together constantly. One cannot keep Lakshmi in one's home without Lord Vishnu. To think that one can do so is very dangerous. To keep Lakshmi or the riches of the Lord without the service of the Lord is always dangerous, for then Lakshmi becomes the illusory energy. With Lord Vishnu, however, Lakshmi is the spiritual energy. Vishnu Patni Mahamaye Mahapurusha Lakshane Priyethame Mahabhage Loko Matar Namastute. After profusely offering obeisances unto Lord Vishnu, the devotee should offer respectful obeisances unto Mother Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune, and pray as follows. O wife of Lord Vishnu, O internal energy of Lord Vishnu, you are as good as Lord Vishnu himself, for you have all of his qualities and opulences. O goddess of fortune, please be kind to me. O mother of the entire world, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. So, the Pungshavana Brata is being explained how to conduct the Pungshavana Brata, and that how, particularly in this month, Agrahan, the Sanskrit, the names are, the Indian calculation, the months are not in line with English calculation. It is half and half. The Indian months begin at the middle of the English month. Like 15th of October to 15th of November is one Indian month, generally. And the calculation also is little different. In English, they have leap year. But in Sanskrit calculation, they don't have that. But they have Malmash, after 4 years. But ultimately, both the calculations are consisting of 365 days. So on this particular month of Agrahayan, Kartik, after Kartik comes Agrahayan. And so generally that is the calculation. Agrahayan, after Agrahayan comes Poush, then Magh. These two are the winter months. These 2 months are Sharad. No, I'm sorry. These 2 months are Hemanta. In Indian calculation, there are 6 seasons. Western calculation has 4 seasons. Here we have 6 seasons. 2 extra seasons are monsoon and Hemant. Or Sharad. So Hemant is actually the autumn when the leaves fall. And monsoon, they don't have monsoon there usually. They have summer, autumn, winter, spring. And we have Grishva, Varsha, Sharat, Hemanta, Sheet, Vasanta. Some devotees are sitting outside. Maybe they can come in. Jo bahar baithe, come inside. Those who are sitting outside, you can come inside. Some room has been made. Come forward. So Maharaj Parikshit asked Sukadev Goswami about Pungshavan Vrata. And so Sukadev Goswami is explaining what it is, how to do that. First, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is worshipped, and then Lakshmi Devi is worshipped. And here the identity of Lakshmi Devi is being revealed. Vishnu Patni, who is Lakshmi Devi? Lakshmi Devi is Vishnu's wife. Narayan's wife. Lakshmi Narayan. And she is Mahamaye. She is the internal potency of the Lord. And therefore she is endowed with all the potency and opulences of the Lord. Just as Vishnu is all-powerful Supreme Personality of Godhead, she is also all-powerful. She has all the potency. And and she is actually maintaining the world. She is the she actually is maintaining the internal, the potency of the Lord is maintaining the entire creation. She expands as Durga, and that is how she becomes the external potency, Mahamaya. And that Mahamaya maintains the creation. So internal potency is Lakshmi, external potency is Durga. The internal potency is Vishnu's wife, Vishnu Patni, and as external potency, she is the wife of Lord Shiva. Durga is the wife of Lord Shiva. Vishnu expands himself as Lord Shiva in order to manifest this world. The living entities, the jivas, come to this to this material nature through the medium of Lord Shiva. Therefore, Lord Shiva is worshipped in the form of the lingam, because the jivas come into this material nature through Lord Shiva. And Durga is the mother. Parvati, Durga, all these forms are the mother. Just as from the father and mother the children are born, the living entities in the material nature originally comes from Lord Shiva. In the womb of Mahamaya or Durga, and there the living entities get different types of bodies. First, a subtle body and then a gross body. And the living entities coming to the material nature has two purposes. One purpose is to enjoy without Krishna. That is why the living entities get an opportunity. Oh, you want to play? Come. The living entities are playing in this material nature. A game. And the name of the game is Guna Karma game. The material nature has three gunas, and the living entities have the ability to function independently. But the game is that as one plays, accordingly he gets the result. If he acts in the mode of goodness, he goes up. Urdhang gacchanti shattastha. If he plays in the mode of passion, then he stays in the middle. And those who play in the mode of ignorance, they go down. So this is how the living entities are playing the games and getting the results. There are three different sections of the planetary systems. Sarga, Martha, and Patal. Those who play in the mode of goodness, they go to Swarga Loka. Those who play in the mode of passion, they remain in the Martha Loka. And those who play in the mode of ignorance, they go to the lower planetary systems, Patala Loka. Or different types of bodies, demigod bodies, in the mode of goodness. Human body in the mode of passion. Animal bodies and other kinds of lower species like rakshasas and asuras, daityas, in the mode of ignorance. So this is how the game is taking living entities sometimes up, sometimes down. So this is how the living entities are traveling in this material nature. Kobhu sharge, kobhu marte, naru keva kobhu. Sometimes he is going to Sargaloka, sometimes he stays in Mrityuloka. In Sargaloka there is no Mrityu. No death. In Martuloka there is birth and death. And lower planet, Narakoloka, Narak, is only suffering. So this is how the living entities come to the material nature, eventually to be punished. To enjoy the desire for enjoyment by acting in the mode of goodness or in passion simply leads to suffering, ultimately. Those who are going to Sargaloka, kshine punne martalokam vishanti. The way to go up in Sargaloka is punya, pious activities. But kshine punne, when the pious activities are finished, they come down to the world of death, martaloka. Kshine punne martalokam vishanti. So this is how the living entity's desire for enjoyment is only. Living entities, their enjoyment is only illusory. There is no enjoyment here. There is only suffering. Because in the place of suffering, enjoyment is not possible. It's only illusory. So that is one purpose why the living entities come to the material nature. When a living entity wants to enjoy without Krishna, then he is subjected to the material nature and the result is suffering. And the other purpose of coming to the material nature is to get an opportunity to serve Krishna. After a whole lot of suffering, when one realizes that he is suffering, then he wants to get out of the suffering condition. So when one wants to get out of the suffering condition, then Krishna, who is situated in everyone's heart as the super soul, makes arrangement for him. The super soul makes the arrangement that he comes across a bona fide spiritual master. And he gets to know. By the mercy of a devotee, one gets to know that the way out of the suffering condition is to surrender unto Krishna. And it's only a reminder. Krishna himself is saying, this is the way. And Krishna's devotees show that way. They are not inventing any method of getting out of the suffering condition. That has been given by Krishna himself. At the end of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna just gave the process. Bhakta mam abhijanati. Only through bhakti, only through devotion, one can get to know me. Abhijanati. And when one gets to know Krishna, then surrender unto him. And this surrender is the means of getting out of the suffering condition. When one becomes free, when one surrenders unto Krishna, then he becomes free from the suffering condition. There is no other way. There is no other way to know the Supreme Personality of Godhead besides bhakti, and there is no other way to get out of the material nature without surrendering to Krishna. There are people, those who also appear to be like sadhus. But because they don't surrender to Krishna, they cannot get out of this material nature. Just by performing austerities and penances, one cannot get out of the material nature. What to speak of smoking ganja and charas? Yes, there are some the so-called sadhus. They think that by smoking ganja, they will get out of the material nature. No. Rather, smoking ganja, they become more absorbed in mode of ignorance. Anyway, the thing is, those who are sincere, they receive the mercy of the Lord and comes across a devotee. And by the mercy of a devotee, he gets to know the process, real process, of out of this, how to get out of this material nature. Bhagavad Gita is there. Krishna has given Bhagavad Gita. And many people carry Bhagavad Gita, read Bhagavad Gita, even give lectures on Bhagavad Gita, discourses on Bhagavad Gita. But they don't understand the purpose of Bhagavad Gita. Because they didn't come across a qualified teacher. Can you understand the lessons in the book without the help of the teacher? No. So because they don't come across a qualified teacher, although they carry Bhagavad Gita, read Bhagavad Gita, and even give discourses on Bhagavad Gita, they don't get to know the meaning of Bhagavad Gita. And when you come across a bona fide teacher, then Bhagavad Gita becomes clear. It's so simple, Bhagavad Gita's teachings. We are not this body. Then who are we? We are spirit souls. First lesson. The quality of spirit soul? The spirit soul is never born. Spirit soul never dies. Birth and death is pertaining only to the body. When the soul accepts the body, it is birth. When the soul is in the body, that is life. And when soul leaves the body, death of the body. And this spirit soul is a part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And when the spirit soul develops its relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then the spirit soul becomes liberated from this material bondage. The spirit soul becomes free from the suffering condition. So, surrender unto Krishna. Simple teachings. And that is the thing. Like, the subject may be very difficult, but when you come across a qualified teacher, then the subject becomes easy. It is up to the teacher. By dint of our own effort, we cannot understand. And a qualified teacher is the one who can explain properly. Good teacher makes the subject easy. So that is the mystery. That is the secret. And that is how one actually gets an opportunity in this material nature to become connected to Krishna. So we can see those who are separated from Krishna, they have two options open to them. One option is, okay, enjoy. That's what you wanted. Enjoy without Krishna. That is one opportunity in this material age. And the other opportunity is develop your loving relationship with Krishna and go back to Godhead. Go back to where Krishna is. And when one takes to this process of devotional service, then Krishna guides him. Initially, Krishna guides him in the form of, externally, in the form of bona fide spiritual master. Diksha Guru and Shiksha Guru. That is the initial help. And then advanced help, Chaitya Guru. Krishna in the heart guides the living entity. Then when a living entity through devotional service becomes advanced, then he hears the voice of the Lord in the heart. And then he acts according to his direction. Chaitanya Guru. And then he sees the Lord in the heart as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then he learns how to develop his loving relationship with him. So this is the simple process. A living entity gets an opportunity to make spiritual advancement in this material nature. That is the real benefit, real purpose. Why we are here? Obviously not to enjoy, but to surrender to Krishna. That is the purpose of our existence. And we can see what a wonderful arrangement Srila Prabhupada has made, educating people, giving the living entities all over the world a chance to develop their loving relationship with Krishna. But this path is also very difficult. Durgamo pathastat kshurasya dhara nishita durattaya. This path is very, very dangerous, difficult. Because it's razor sharp. Razor sharp. The razor is very sharp, and if the razor is not properly used, it will cut. Therefore, one should be very, very careful when one is trading on this path, traveling on this path. Should be very careful. Careful means not to act in such a way that we may fall out of this path. It happens, we see, so many devotees come to Krishna consciousness, but many go away. Now it's such a loss, getting such a wonderful opportunity and missing out. Why? Because they didn't follow the process properly. Also, another thing that happens is taking initiation without understanding the meaning of initiation, purpose of initiation. They take initiation, and because they didn't take initiation without properly understanding the purpose and meaning of initiation, they don't last. So that's why it's very important to listen to the teachings of the teacher. The perfect teacher is giving us the process. Srila Prabhupada has given us the process. And Srila Prabhupada's loyal followers are distributing that process. And the followers, those who are transparent, they transmit Srila Prabhupada's teachings properly. Therefore, it is very important that those who are representing Srila Prabhupada become transparent. That the teachings come straight without any deviation and without any obstruction. Anyway, the main point is when we get this opportunity to come to Krishna consciousness, we should become serious and remain in this path without deviation. And And those who are sincere, yes, they will make advancement. It doesn't matter whether one is very learned or illiterate. Material education is not important. What is important is the purity of heart, the purity in accepting the process. Materially, someone may be very learned but may not understand the real teachings. Because material education is not important. Sometimes material education acts as an impediment, obstacle. Mayaya aparhita jnana. Maya takes away, steals away their knowledge. So what is the qualification? The qualification is faith. Shraddha. Shraddha mulle bikai nam. Nityananda Prabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's representative, is distributing this knowledge or this process of devotion. Holy, in the form of holy name. And the ability to buy or ability to acquire the holy name is depending on Shraddha. That is the only price. And the Shraddha will come according to the simplicity of heart. Purity of heart. More pure one is in his heart, to that extent he will develop his faith, develop his Shraddha. So the purity is the consideration. And then again the purity will come from chanting the holy name. Cheta darpana marjanam. The impurities will be cleansed again by chanting. But this chanting has to be pure. Pure chanting, not offensive chanting. Offensive chanting will complicate the matter even more. Why people come, take initiation, and go away? Because of offenses. Coming into the path, they can't stay because of the offenses. Therefore, there is so much emphasis on the 10 offenses. Don't commit these offenses while you are chanting. Not only while you are chanting, while you are practicing the process. While you are practicing the process of Krishna consciousness, we should guard ourselves against the offenses. And when we chant pure name, then prema will come. Love will develop automatically, spontaneously. When the heart becomes purified, then Krishna will appear. And when Krishna appears, we naturally fall in love with him. Because he's all attractive. So this is how simple the process is. And one other thing is to avoid the association of Mayavadis. Because Mayavadis are offenders to Krishna. And the association of those people will destroy our spiritual life. So stay away from them. So, Prabhupada has created the perfect situation. Stay in that situation, ISKCON. And when Prabhupada says, don't go out of ISKCON, Prabhupada actually means that don't mingle with anybody else. Don't mix with the Mayavadis. Stay within the institution. Associate with the devotees only. And then when you become advanced enough, yes, then you can smash those Mayavadis. But until then, avoid them. When you become second-class devotee, then you can defeat. No, I'm sorry. Second class devotees, faith will not be shattered. Faith will not waver. But Uttamadhikari, the first class devotee, is able to smash the Mayavadis. Anyway, because it's a dangerous situation, this material nature, therefore it is important that we stay within the protected area that Srila Prabhupada has given us, that is ISKCON. Just stay within ISKCON. Take your inspiration and understanding from Prabhupada's books. That's the safest thing to do. And advancement will automatically take place. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. All glories to Srimad Bhagavatam. Does anybody have any question? Yes, Kishori. Nishkapat mein kapatta bina. Kapatta ka matlab kya hota hai? Cheating. Cheating or anyway, nishkapat means saral roop se nishkapat ka matlab hoga saral. तो सरल भाव से ये भक्ति को अपनाना, सरल भाव से शिक्षा को पालन करना, ये सरल भाव, सरल कब होता है? जब दिल साफ होता है. और कपटता का मतलब क्या है? दिखाते हैं भक्ति कर रहे हैं, लेकिन मनोभाव है कैसे हम इस भौतिक जगत को भोग करेंगे, यह है कपटता. दिखाते हैं कि हम भक्ति मार्ग में हैं, लेकिन चाहता क्या है अंदर से? दिखाता है एक और चाहता है और कुछ, यह है कपटता. तो अंदर बाहर एक ही तरह होना चाहिए. हमको क्या चाहिए? भगवान को सेवा करना चाहिए. चाहे किसी भी परिस्थिति में हम हो, भगवान को सेवा करते रहेंगे. यह है सरलता. या वी हैव अ क्वेश्चन हियर एंड देन आई विल टेक. यस, देयर आर सो मेनी. Cheaters and the cheated. Today's world is full of cheaters and full of cheated. They want to be cheated. So they're getting followers. Why? Bogus gurus. How many movie stars have? They are even more popular than the bogus gurus. So, how many, if a movie star, actually we saw during the inauguration, one movie star came and the whole Ujjain came to a standstill. We couldn't bring the prasad from community center to here because all the roads were blocked. So this is today's world. Yeah, okay.
Like,
Like hotels and nightclubs are more opulent than the temples. The opulence is not the criteria. Actually, we face difficulties, more intense becomes our surrender. So you are saying household life is difficult. And I will say that's a greater opportunity to surrender. When somebody says, no, then what should be your reaction? Yes, your intensity to do will become stronger. Right? So, accept that, like if there is difficulty, pray to Krishna more earnestly. Surrender means to depend upon Krishna. Depend upon Krishna. So many difficulties. So pray to Krishna even more. Yes, Krishna, please forgive me that I can't serve you properly. Krishna is not seeing that volume of service. Krishna is seeing the intensity of our intention. Therefore, surrender does not really depend upon our external situation. You may say that, well, I am having difficulty in chanting my rounds and things, right, or other kind of impediments. So when that happens, then pray to Krishna even more earnestly. Krishna, I am unable to do it, so please forgive me. Please help me. Please be merciful unto me. So, see, ultimately it is the internal prayer that matters. There are some questions. Shourab Krishna from Mumbai. Guru Maharaj, now the mind also disturbs with the spiritual attributes and believing it as the instructions of charities. You say, oh, Chaitya Guru. It says charities Guru. Chaitya, instructions of Chaitya Guru. I was wondering, what is charities Guru? We do it and later suffer the consequences. Yeah. So, as I said, that only at an advanced stage we can hear the Chaitya Guru. So at a neophyte stage we should not try to consider that, this is Chaitya Guru. So we have to be very careful. It is my mind or Chaitanya Guru. And initial stage, if at all you get certain inspiration like that, then verify it with other gurus, those who are around you, your Diksha Guru and Shiksha Guru. All right, Saurabh Krishna. And your point is, don't depend upon your Chaitanya Guru so much now. This one is Krishnapal Sindhu Durg. Thank you very much, Maharaj, for explaining the qualification of teacher. Maharaj, I want to ask that how to chant attentively as I am living without devotees' association. Chant as attentively means listen when you are chanting. Hear when you are chanting. That is the way to attentive chanting. Hear. Because sound can be received only by hearing. So Krishna manifested himself as the sound in the form of Mahamantra. So how to receive Krishna in that form? By hearing. Radharani Devi Dasi. Guru Maharaj, you once said offensive chanting increases our burdens. Can you elaborate on this, please? Okay. Offensive chanting increases our burdens. Offensive chanting causes our impedes our progress. Not exactly burden, but obstructs our progress. So that means when we chant offensively, we'll be diverted by all kinds of illusory influences. Offensive chanting will come in the form of Maya and take us away from Krishna. The jivas are coming not from Brahma. Brahma is here. From spiritual world, when the jivas come, they come via Lord Shiva. When they come here, they get the bodies through Brahma. After they came here. So then the jivas are not coming from Brahma. Jivas are coming from Krishna. And it is through the medium of Lord Shiva they are coming here. Okay, I'll stop now. Okay, last question. मंदिर में आते रहना, सेवा करते रहना, तो करते करते प्रेम मिलेगा. भगवान के साथ जब संपर्क बनेगा तब प्रेम होगा. तो जो मैं बोला, सेवा करते रहना, सेवा करते करते प्रेम उपजेगी. ओके, क्लास इज फिनिश्ड.